Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I see the deception in the news, and you see it as well. We can recognize it pretty quickly. Most of us see 80% of it. And then there are other people who have to study it, like myself, who see 99% of it. And there's a 1% that can sneak in from here and there. But it's hard to get it by me. And it's very difficult to get it by many of you, and I'm not implying that you're 80%. You very well may be 99% with me, because you are very astute, very smart people. You're tuned in, and that's why you're here. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not the only guy imparting knowledge. There are many of us. Larry Elder, they call him the sage, because he is. Mark Levin, the Constitution. Mark will give, he's not only is he a great attorney and constitutional scholar, the guy knows what he's talking about. You may not like his style. It's certainly very different than mine, but he knows what he's talking about, and he's in the 99%. We are paying attention, and we've got our own ideas about how we frame what we see in the world. It's based on nature nurture. Some of it you're born with. You know, it's inherent to who you are. But a bigger part of it, I believe, is what you've seen, what you've experienced yourselves. And that's what makes it brilliant. It makes it unique and brilliant because it is from your own perspective. There are no two points of view that are identical in the world, not even with identical twins, not with triplets, not with quadruplets, not with whatever the next ones are, septuplets and all those. Nobody shares identically the same DNA for thought and beliefs. Nobody. Even if you were raised in identical environments. And yet, Democrats believe that there is this thought process that everybody shares, that we should all be a certain way. Look, we gain our moral compass, and it doesn't even have to be taught. Kids know that you shouldn't take something from another kid. They know it inherently. That part's in their DNA. That's what God put in them. Oh, I know, Kevin. There you go. You mentioned the G word. Yeah, God. God put that in them. God put innate things in you that you don't need to be taught. Even when you're doing it wrong, no matter what your moral compass is and how it is. And I know, Kevin, if you're raised by wolves, you'll act like a wolf. Things will seem okay. Yeah, but then something will kick in. Your human DNA will go, mm-mm, something's wrong here. And it will change. And you'll understand it. You know right from wrong inherently. And if you have good parenting, you'll they taught it. You'll say, your parents will go, don't do that. That's not going to get you what you need. And you're fortunate if you have that, because they will prevent many of these bad things from happening. And as I tell you guys all the time, we are the parents of leftists. That's what we are. We're trying to prevent them from screwing themselves over. We don't have to do it. We could let them. You want to make mistakes. You want to use drugs. You want a woman. You want to do all the things that are going to lead you into a path that is doom. It's going to create a lot of strife in your life. Go that way. We don't have to pay attention. The same way you don't have to pay attention to your kids. You don't have to tell your kids, you know, don't eat cake for breakfast. And, you know, whatever the things you parent, you don't have to do it. You do it out of a sense of obligation. I tell my son all the time, if you think I want to follow around and watch you play baseball games, especially when he was a little kid when he couldn't play, I'll be like, man, the time I wasted watching you guys run around there like chickens with your heads cut off, trust me, I had better things to do. Me as mom, we do that because we say it's an investment in making them better, in this particular case in baseball, but better human beings. That's what the training ground is for parents to make people better. We have no obligation to leftists. None. We don't have to tell them, save your money. We don't have to tell them, look, you're going to be much better off staying together as a couple, raising your kids, planning for your vacation, planning for your college, getting a job and feeling very good about working for a living, and so on and so forth. We don't have to do any of that. Well, we do it. And you know what they do? The whole time, they're deceiving us. They're coming after our money. They want it. They want our money. They want power to keep grabbing our money. So there's all this deception. It's in the news, and far too many of these idiots fall for it. But here's the problem with leftism. All you have to do is live, and leftism will cause you to rethink things. That's all you got to do. Stay alive long enough. Get out of the war zone. Give me your leftist issue, and I will prove to you that life will kick it in a naughty bit soon enough. Kevin, man, we need to be paying more in taxes until you have to pay more in taxes. Kevin, man, the black man is just oppressed and all that until he gets the job that you want because of affirmative action, and you know that he's less qualified. You know he's less qualified. Or you get fired because somebody accuses you of something. It was a black man. Or you actually look at statistics on cops beating up black folks and go, wait a minute, this is wrong. I see that this is wrong. Whatever. Give me your issue, and I'm going to give you a quick. It isn't like it's going to take 75 years like Pfizer wanting to release its data. No, I will prove to you within short amount of time that I can wake you up from woke. It isn't going to take time, a lot of time. You know, I tweeted the other day, somebody said, capitalism is the cause of blah, blah, blah. And I go, said the guy who is tweeting about this on something he purchased from a capitalist. You get what I'm saying? He's complaining about capitalism on a computer. This capitalism, I'll tell you what, why don't you get the word out by smoke signal? Stop using what capitalists have created in order to do something. And you want to know why? Because they're disingenuous liars. The dude is wearing clothes of a capitalist. He's living in a place owned by a capitalist. Everything about his life is capitalism. And he's complaining. Why? Because the capitalists have everything. The capitalists have everything because they provide everything. And you know what? Nobody's stopping you. Join the capitalists. These people are insane, and I'm going to explain, as I do every day, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, I'm going to explain to you how crazy they are. They're crazy about their science. The Supreme Court justice won't answer the question about what is a woman. They're being ridiculed, rightfully so. Finally, you're getting it. You're starting to ridicule. Just let them expose themselves to you. I don't mean in that Joe Biden kind of way, but let them expose their views, and you will find out the so-called intelligentsia, that's what they want to believe themselves to be, are the dumbest people on the planet. We got lots to talk about today, including a guy who died from the Foo Fighters.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to say this up front to my audience. I don't need to agree with you on everything. You don't need to agree with me on everything. That's okay. I still respect you. I respect your decisions, good or bad. Why? Because they're your decisions. You made them. I respect that you come to me at times wanting my opinion about things, not because you're wanting me to give you my opinion, to, you know, in order for you to take it, but for you to say to yourself, I want to know what you think, Kevin. I will use it as part of my rationale for thinking. That is what we do. That is what everybody should do. When you ask for advice from anybody, that's all they're doing. That's the role, is to say, here's what I've done in a similar situation, or Take it or leave it, but here's my thoughts on this. And that's smart. Be glad when your kids go, hey, Dad, listen, I got a question for you. Can you help me with something? That's a great thing. And I'm glad we come together to do it. And as I mentioned before, I talked to one of my friends who's a four-star general about Ukraine and Russia because I knew nothing about it. I didn't know enough about it. Then I talked to somebody else who had a different take on it. And the more people you talk to, the more ideas you get. You're not looking for consensus from them. You're not looking for them to all to agree. You're looking for enough information for you to continue researching yourself. Your brain is built for that. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for being here. I want to cover a lot of things today. And as always, there's always a lot of information. I want to also, something that happened last week was a Trump filing charges against Hillary. We're going to talk about that and the ramifications. But I want to talk about some news that happened that validates essentially some of the things I've been talking about. And it has to do with the Foo Fighters. This guy Taylor, Henry, I don't know his first name, but his name is Taylor, something Taylor. He died suddenly at the age of 50. And it was all over Twitter. I don't even know who he is. I don't know. I don't know that I would even know the Foo Fighters music. I probably would because I never remember the bands. If it ain't Earth, Wind, and Fire, I probably don't know who it is. Or Bruno Mars. I don't know who it is. And I don't know why somebody would fight Foo, but the Foo Fighters are apparently good at fighting Foo. So good for them. And I know they're a popular band because I know who they are. You know, I know of them. And again, I probably know their music, but I'd have to hear the song. But long story short, this guy, quote, passed away suddenly at the age of 50. Now, if you recall, I had a show about this. I said, you know what's going to start happening, people? You're going to start hearing about people dying, and they're going to die young, and you're not going to know why. Bob Saget, I mentioned it when Bob died. I said, Bob was 65. That's 40 in you know, from the old days. He's a relatively young guy. 65, you're still doing stuff. I certainly feel like I'm going to be doing stuff at 65. I have friends in their 80s that are doing things I know people that were preparing to die. These guys are still out there water skiing and snow skiing. I have a friend, he'll be 80 years old this year, and he skis double black diamonds off the Grand Tetons. Now, if you've ever been up there to see that, that's amazing. He's 80 years old. His name is Mike. And you talk to him. If you talk to him on the phone, he sounds like he's in his 50s or his 40s. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Hey, good, buddy. What you up to? Oh, man, I'm just getting ready to go. My son are about to go out and hit the mountains. And really? Called me up one day. I think he was early 70s, and he said he had pulled a muscle, a hamstring, skiing. Ripped it, he said, and he sent a picture of it. I was like, wow, this thing was so purple. It was a 6-inch wide, thing across his leg, like a purple, what do you call it? You know, when those people have that disease that makes their skin discolor. But it looked like that across his thigh, 6 inches across his thigh. He called me 2 weeks later, sent me a picture 2 weeks later from the mountain about the ski of black diamond. And I said, what the heck? He goes, yeah, man, I went to this treatment, went to some clinic, they treated him, and it healed. I was like, man, now that's white privilege right there. And he was going down the mountain 2 weeks later. Maybe it was 3 weeks. But let me tell you, if I pulled a muscle, a hammy that viciously, I wouldn't be going down the mountain in 3 weeks. It was like he made a deal with the devil. Anyway, I digress. The point I want to make about this dying suddenly at 50, people are living well into their 80s, the 80s and the 85, 90. I played golf with a dude who was 92 years old. 92. I just looked at him and said, God, please let me be doing this at 92. But now we're hearing about people passing away suddenly at age 50. A friend of mine, he did a tweet. He says, he gave me some things to look at. He says, retires unexpectedly at age 25. These are actual headlines. Dies suddenly at 36. Cancels tour with no explanation. No cause of death given. Authorities not released. Manner of death. Postponed due to unknown illness. Death at 20 after brief illness. These are the types of headlines, the types of things you're reading in articles, and they won't tell you. So this Foo Fighter guy, he dies. They say, somebody went, oh, what? I heard he died of a narcotics overdose, whatever. Family says, don't say anything, whatever. He died because we want our privacy. Everybody wants their privacy. I don't know what this guy died of. All those things I told you about, passed away suddenly, retires unexpectedly, died suddenly, cancels tour, etc. I don't know why, but I can speculate. And I'll tell you this, you're going to see more of this, and I said it before, you're going to see more of this in the coming years than you've ever seen in your life. And if you follow it, if you're paying attention, if you go, wow, Bob Saget just died, he was 65. This dude, Taylor from the Foo Fighters, he just died, he was 50 years old. This other dude, he just died, he was 27. He was 36. He was 43. You're going to start looking at this, and if they do it slick, they're not going to tell you what they died from, but if you're paying attention, you're going to note in your own brain, wow, it seems like these people are really dying much earlier. And they're going to be dying from the death poke. They're not going to tell you. We're never going to really know, which is what is always going to be their defense. You don't know. No, I don't. But I can speculate. And I do know how to put two and two together to understand when something's not right. I've already given you the numbers. We talked about it the other day. 61,000 people between the ages of 25 and 44. Additional deaths in a very short amount of time. Unusual. More than unusual. Statistically, an improbability. Until you look at, they're probably vaccinated. Now, again, those that got it, I'm not trying to panic you. No, we all got to die. And we make decisions that can influence that death. You go down the wrong street, you hang out with the wrong crowd, there are many things that can do that. So I'm not here to cast any aspersions on your decision, but I want you to understand, you're going to start seeing this. And if there's a way to, you know, you handle it any way you want, but this is legit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of the Ukrainian city Mariupol is calling for a complete evacuation. The mayor adding his city is now in the hands of the occupiers after weeks of attacks from Russian forces. This as the United Nations is reporting over 4 million Ukrainians have left their country and are now refugees. This woman saying the only thing on her mind when fleeing the Russian invasion was the safety of her family.
The kids have only you, you know, so that's why you don't thinking about anything, that you have some properties, you have some stuff that you need to pack or something like that.
Irina Timoshenko says she had no time to be upset because she had to be a critical thinker and strong for her kids despite the uncertainty of their immediate future. Gas prices across the country holding steady at $4.24 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Another COVID booster shot may be on the horizon for some Americans.
Anyone 50 years or older could soon be eligible for a second booster dose of the Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize the additional booster shots without holding a meeting of its independent vaccine advisors. The latest variant, BA2, is claimed to be even more contagious than the Omicron variant, and concern is mounting it could fuel another surge in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla shareholders could soon be paid a dividend for owning the company's stock. The electric car maker is looking to split its stock so that can happen. The company announced in a tweet a vote on authorizing more shares will be sought at a meeting this year. Gas prices remain unchanged for the fourth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average for regular remains $4.24 a gallon. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Joe Biden cuts a deal to sell more liquid natural gas to Europe. Anybody see the irony of this? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Joe Biden. Selling that black energy. I know liquid natural gas is not black, but it's mined once we get gold. I mean gold. Once we get oil. It's a byproduct of oil. And so, as Donald Trump was doing, Joe Biden has returned to the Trump-era policy of saying, we'll satisfy your LNG requirements. Joe Biden is getting his butt kicked on this Russia-Ukraine thing. We're not going to get the truth on it. We're never going to know what's really going on. There's not enough media there. And even if there were media there, they would be lying to us. I'm actually glad that we don't have media there, because all we would be getting is propaganda. With Putin saying, you come here, we'll kill you, which is essentially what he's saying, it's keeping the U.S. and the European media out of the mix. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I were Putin, I would make sure no satellite information. I would do exactly what he's doing, because, you know, I don't know whether he's right or he's wrong, but here's what I do know. The United States would be plotting against him and making it completely wrong. That's not defending him. I'm not telling you he should have gone into Ukraine or whatever. That's for you to decide. I've done enough a show on it. I talked about, you know, the Donbass region and Donetsk in particular, and what the Ukrainian army's done to those people for 8 years who want to be Russians, etc. They wanted to separate from Ukraine. That's you go do your research and you decide. It's a regional issue as far as I'm concerned. And in as much as Texas would be able to protect itself if it decided to separate from the Union, because it legally can, if it went to battle with the United States Army or United States military, I would certainly say Texas has every right to do that. It's in their Texas Constitution. It is a republic. They can do that. And if the U.S. government attacked them, what would our stance be? What would Russia's stance be? What would China's stance be on Texas wanting to leave? You get what I'm saying? In order to understand the problem, you got to localize it. You got to ask yourself, what would it be for you? What if the United States government attacked your state because it didn't like what your government was doing? Or you decided, and this happens, states can decide, we no longer want to be part of this particular state. These types of territorial disputes have happened in this country. And God knows, we've certainly had some ethnic disputes, one of which led to the Civil War. So these things happen. And the only way you can really make sense of it is when you bring it to local, when you try to understand it in the context of your own life. So I don't believe Biden. I don't believe this government with anything that they say. And you want to know why? Because I have enough proof of their lies. Are you watching to see what's starting to break? What we've learned about Wu Flu? There are states now, I know Oregon and some other places have said there's lawsuits pending. I mean, this is going to be a big deal. When Donald Trump gets back into office, and I think he will, he's going to have a real mess on his hands. Think about that. Is that part of the plan? Joe Biden announced that he's going to ship liquid natural gas. So anyway, a reporter who asked why he thought the latest sanctions would change Russian President Vladimir Putin's behavior, he says it didn't stop the invasion of Ukraine. And Biden says this: let's get something straight. I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. Sanctions never deter. You keep talking about that. Sanctions never deter. The maintenance of sanctions, the maintenance of the sanctions, the increasing the pain and the demonstration. Why I asked for this NATO meeting today is to be sure that after a month we will sustain what we're doing. Not just month, next month, the following month, but for the remainder of the entire year. That's what will stop him. So Biden's saying, no, these sanctions aren't going to do anything. It's just the beginning. Look, I'm going to tell you this. Ask yourself, What have you missed in the grocery store? You know, did you go to get your favorite salsa? I'm using me as an example. I went to get my favorite salsa. I like hot salsa from a particular one. I'm not going to say it unless they want to pay me. But I use this particular one because it's got a great flavor, and it's a good base salsa. And if you're just going to eat salsa by itself, it's good if you're not going to make it yourself. And it was out. So what did I do? I bought the medium variety, usually buy the hot version, but the medium version has been available. And so I bought the medium version. If you're missing your favorite toilet paper, do you get what's there? In other words, you'll figure out a way. If you think that the Russians are not going to figure out a way to get the products they need, you're out of your mind. Everybody's suffering. Speaking of which, Joe Biden's got gas prices double those of Trump, okay? And somebody tweeted the price of gasoline in Europe, you know, in Italy, and UK, etc. And as if that's some comparison. First of all, the price of gasoline in those countries has always been higher than in America. But what they were trying to do is it's subterfuge. Take your mind off of what it was under Trump, which is roughly $2.57 as an average. And now that it's double that under Joe Biden and going higher, let's go to Europe. Let's run over there. Let's talk about how bad it is over there. It's funny how they always do that. They'll say, oh, we need a different health system in America. Let's go look at Europe's health system. On this particular subject of gasoline, what they're not telling you is Joe Biden's reaction, what he's done to kill the fossil fuel industry in America, to make Europe dependent upon Russian oil, raise the gas initially, and then his allowing this conflict to occur has now added to it. But it's not his fault, because they want you to believe the president has no ability to impact the price of gasoline. Sure he does. Why do you think Joe Biden's going back to, oh, you know what, let's maybe, he won't say it, but let's put it out there. They're going back to Trump's gasoline policy, his oil policy, his energy policy. How is it that you go from energy independence to being dependent and buying your enemy's oil in 13 months? How do you do that? And then you go, oh, the president has nothing to do with the price of gasoline. Folks, this is the craziness of leftism. They create problems, somebody fixes them, and then they go, no, it's not our fault. He broke it again, and now he's saying, no, I didn't have anything to do with it. I can't influence this. Well, what are the sanctions doing? Are the sanctions hurting Russia? Do you think Russia can't sell its oil? Oh, we can't buy it. Let me tell you how Russia is going to sell its oil. Russia is going to sell its oil to the Chinese. and the Chinese are going to sell the oil to somebody else. It's that simple. It's the same way the Chinese are taking over our big industries. They say, well, we can't, don't buy Chinese steel. Okay, we'll send our steel through other countries, and then we'll buy it through these distributors. It's Chinese steel under a different name. Democrats break stuff, and then they claim that they fix it. But let's go back to the original premise, because I ask you this. Do you see the irony of Biden cutting a deal to sell more liquid natural gas to Europe? Let's just go back and revisit what we're talking about here. When he decided to provoke Russia into going into Ukraine in order to help Russian citizens, Joe Biden had already started destroying our energy policy. He said, we are not going to make coal, drill for oil. We're not going to let any new coal-fired plants go up. We're not going to do anything with the Keystone XL pipeline, and on and on. And then he starts buying oil from Russia. He puts America back on a road to dependency of foreign oil. We are no longer shipping liquid natural gas, and we were no longer had the ability to become a producer of energy for the world, which is what we should be doing anyway. Because Donald Trump knew that this would disrupt Russia, because he told Germany, you will shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline or you're not going to be part of our group. You can't be in the club. You can't be in NATO if you're buying your products from Russia. Everything that now Joe Biden's having to do is what Donald Trump had done, but he did it cleverly. Donald Trump said, Germany, you're going to cut it off. He said to the rest of the world, we will become a supplier to you of liquid natural gas and other products that you need so you can lessen your dependence on foreign oil. This included Poland, who is a neighbor of Russia and is deathly afraid of Russia invading them. And so Trump had everything in order. He decimated the Russian economy, never feeling like they were attacked. Russia, their oil production dropped, revenues dropped 41% during the time of Trump. They had to start selling gold and platinum and other precious metals in order to make up for it. And Joe Biden did not shut off the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, continued buying oil from Russia, took gasoline or product of petroleum out of the strategic petroleum preserve. And the left and the media want you to believe the man is a sage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to have a heart-to-heart about the program you're listening to. Because most people say, there's a theme that I get most of the time when people contact me about the show. And the theme is that they feel good after listening to the show, that they listen to other shows and it's all negative. It's all about the problems. And they say when they listen to this show, they feel like there's hope. And I want to be very clear. There's more than hope. Are you kidding? Kevin Jackson's you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. There's so much more than hope. Are you kidding? I would never use hope as a strategy. I tell you my true beliefs. And it isn't because I'm some optimist that's, you know, that looks at everything through primrose glasses. No, I truly believe it. I look at all this devastation that's happening. I look at the price of stuff. I go to the grocery store. I had to go to the grocery store the other day to pick up a handful of items. I had a $100 bill in my hand. Melissa said, go get these things. And I'm thinking, ooh, she doesn't know, but I'm going to pocket the rest of this change. I was like, ooh, bonanza. You know, you always want to get that little extra money that, you know, that your girl doesn't know about, because then you can go do what you want to do with it. I can sneak in a golf game here and there, right? So she gives me $100. She goes, I don't want to use any credit cards. We're gonna pay off all the credit cards. Okay, fine. So she gives me $100 cash. I go to the grocery store, and you know what it cost me to get those items? I don't know whether she was in cahoots. It was $98.95. I made $1.05. It wasn't worth my time. It's going to cost me more in gasoline than I netted. I'm thinking, I looked at the list and went, score, I'll do it. You know, like a little naive kid, I'll do it. You know, here's your task, and you can keep the rest there, Kev. And I made $1.05. I'd have done better at nickel night at the brothel. So I'm sitting there going, you've got to be kidding me. $1.05. I looked at the number of items and went, well, but here's what's funny. Before that, I see this lady, she had her groceries and it was $248. And I looked at it and went, that does not look like $248 worth of stuff right there. She didn't score. It didn't. She had like 6 bags. Yeah, I'm talking about the flimsy bags, not anything big. She had 6 bags. I just looked at it and went, oh, wow, that's not that much. Because, you know, you gauge who you're going to get in front of based on how many groceries they have. Or behind, I mean. And so I got behind her because I was like, oh, she doesn't have that much. She'll get, you know, get out of here. No big deal. $248. And then I get mine, $98.95. And I netted $1.05, which means I lost $5 to go to the grocery store to do a favor. So there you go. Anyway, about the show. So people say it's optimistic, and of course it's fun. Let me tell you why the show is fun, because I'm a fun guy. The show is my personality. I'm a fun guy. If you're around me, you're going to have fun. I get invited to parties, not just because I'm good looking, or I should say great looking, not just because I'm great looking and I'm good, I'm eye candy for the people that go, ooh, this is a party for the pretty people. It's not just for that. It's not because of my rock-hard buttocks. No, they could break walnuts. No, even though, you know, yeah, go look at my YouTube. I'm just kidding. I don't break walnuts with my butt cheeks on YouTube. But I could. But it's not because of this. It's not because, it's because we're fun to be around. We're a fun group. And I'm going to show people how much fun we have. I mean, we already do, but this is who we are. So anyway, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the show, and I love getting the feedback. I do. And so it's funny because we're always in this quandary of, do we try to grow the show more? Because my team goes, well, Kevin, we could grow it more if you wouldn't talk about certain issues, you know, because we know we get shadow banned. And I go, well, we just have to try to overcome it, because I can't do. I only talk about what I want to talk about. I talk about what I think is relevant. So, you know, we can't. If we're going to be shadow banned, we're going to be shadow banned. But I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth about vaccines. I'm going to tell the truth about, you know, this Supreme Court justice being an ethnocentric racist. She's a nice lady. She comes off nice. The average black chick that you meet, I'm talking about lefty. The average black leftist you meet, if you meet her under the right circumstances where you're not talking politics, they're very nice. They're not all sister girl. They don't get all, ooh, don't you dare. They don't do that. They're very nice people until they find out you don't agree with them. And then they become evil. Evil. That's the only way to describe them. Evil. So I'm trying to break things down for you in such a way that if it's memorable because it's clever and it's funny, great. You know, and I'll be honest with you, some of the stuff that we talk about are things that I translate into humor because I'm always thinking about if I did stand up on this, here's the way I would cover it. By the way, we are doing our tour. We're launching our tour, looking at dates. If you guys want to provide any inputs on dates, please do. But here's the parameters. The parameters for us promoting this tour in a location is, one, I need to have access to the media. If you say, Kevin, we got a great conservative dude here, man. He loves your work, or he would, and he will put you on. And if we can partner with a station, fantastic. Would love to do it. That's number one. Number two, and these are in no particular order because we need them both. Number two, I want a group to sponsor us. Is there a patriot group in the area who I know has 400 or 500 members who can spread the word? Because see, even though they may not all come, they will get other people. You know, they will say, oh, no, I can't make it, Kevin, but I got so-and-so. So if we get a patriot group, then great. And number three, if you have any kind of sponsorship, oh, Kevin, there's a staunch conservative dude. He owns a furniture place in our town, and he is staunch. He would support it in a minute. If I have those three things, it's certainly two out of the three. But if I have all three of those things, we will bring this tour to your location. And God forbid I actually have – you're getting my radio signal in the area because we can do it even better. Like St. Louis area where we're on 93.3 in that market. So would love to do it. And we should because it is our responsibility. What I look at on this radio show is it is my responsibility to push back against any of the nonsense, the blatant lies that we hear from the left. That is my responsibility. And I, when I say this, I swear it's true. I really do this with the idea that there is no agenda for me. I mean, I love that you guys are here, but it isn't a requirement. I want to grow our numbers. I do, because that's the name of the game. People look at your Twitter numbers. They look at your Facebook numbers. They want to know that you're relevant. I get it. I understand the game. I wish I'd understood it a decade ago and how to play it better because I'd probably still be on and I'd have millions of people all over and we'd be talking a whole different thing here. But for whatever reason, God said, nope, we're going to make, you know, Kevin, you're going to have to learn this the hard way. And I saw other people doing it and I disagreed with it. I wasn't exactly having God whispering in my ear about this, but I suspected I needed to be doing more in social media, but we weren't. It is what it is. But I still believe, folks, that when you come here, as discerning as you are, as beautiful, you people look marvelous to me, but as beautiful as you are, as smart as you are, and the number of connections that you have, I swear, I'm convinced I'm talking to the right people. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine the other day. I said, look, I want 30,000 rabid supporters. I want 30,000 people who say, Kevin, I'm going to give you $1 a month. Now, you don't necessarily have to, because if I had 30,000 people downloading my show, we would make $1,000 a day. So you'd be giving me $1 a month. So I'm imploring people to figure out a way. If you believe in what we do, if you believe in the mission, we are focused right now on recurring donors. This isn't one of these pastor deals where I'm trying to get you guys to donate. We ain't getting enough money for the church today. I'm just saying, if you support what we do and you give us $1 a month, or you help us, you're downloading the show and whatever you're doing, or you're telling other people, and we get to that, God bless you. Because I tell you, once we can actually fund everything we want to do, we will be the biggest game changer of any group in America. I'm convinced of this. And I have a lot of respect for these other teams, so I hope you help us out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.